experience with it. I had two sisters, and I saw both of them carried off in a chain gang, and we were always uneasy.
I have one 13 children, seeing most of them sold into slavery. And when I cried out with a mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me.
When I think of slavery, I think of it as the next thing to hell. If someone would put one person in bondage, I think they would, if they could, take them to hell.
If the first woman God ever made was able to turn the world upside down alone, then women working together should be able to turn it around and make it right again.
When I had crossed that line that I had so long been dreaming about, I was free, but there was no one there to welcome me into the land of freedom.
That man over there, he said that women should be helped in carriages, lifted over ditches, and given the best place everywhere. No one ever helps me into a carriage or over a mud puddle or give me the best of anything, and ain't I a woman?
I was a stranger in a strange land because my home, after all, was down in the bottom in the cabins with the old folks and my brothers and my sisters. But to this solemn resolution I came. I was free, and they should be free also. I would make them a home here in the north, and I, with the Lord's help, I would bring them all here.
Look at me. Look at my arms. I have plowed and planted and gathered into barns, and no man could hit me. I could work as hard as any man, and eat as much too when I could get it, and bear the lashes well. And ain't I a woman?
I would guide my charges with songs that would tell them to stay hidden or tell them to be ready, because no one paid any attention to an old black woman singing as she walked down the road.
That little man over there, he says that women should have the same rights as a man because Christ wasn't a woman. Where did your Jesus come from? Where did your Jesus come from? From God and a woman. Man ain't had nothing to do with it.
I led Colonel Montgomery and his gallant band of Negro soldiers into enemy territory. And together we brought out over 800 slaves without a scratch on one of them.
Nobody has any business with a right that belongs to another person. I can take care of my own right.
Glory to God and Jesus too. One more soul got saved. Oh, go. One more soul that's saved.
we meet again.
Yes, we have.
We've done all the work we can do here. Some others are going to have to carry on, because I'm nearing the end of my journey. I can hear them bells ringing, and I can hear the angels singing. I can see the host marching, and I heard somebody say, there is but one crown left, and that's for old Aunt Harriet, and she shall not lose her reward.
Thank you.